And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 10th of December. December 10th is the festival for the souls of dead whales. This festival originated with the Inuit people in the mid-1700s in response to the decline in whale populations due to the major whaling industry of that time. From the Middle Ages to the Renaissance, the entire northern European region adopted whaling. Whale bones were primarily used for corsets and hoop skirts, and whale oil was extracted from blubber and head cavities. These were deemed valuable commodities, and whaling became a lucrative industry. During the mid-1700s, searching for whales became increasingly difficult. Americans expanded whaling operations through the whale-rich ocean waters of the Arctic and Antarctic regions. By the 1800s, whaling peaked in the U.S., following advancements in whale hunting technology, including steamships with gun-loaded harpoons. By the early 1900s, whaling had become a multi-million dollar industry. It wasn't until 1971 that the U.S. outlawed whaling after deeming 8 whale species as endangered. Nowadays, whaling is considered illegal in most countries, but Japan and Iceland still allow this activity. The loophole some countries use is that killing whales is considered legal when it's called scientific research. Since 1986, approximately 25,000 whales have been killed for scientific research. Whales capture a significant amount of carbon from our atmosphere, playing a crucial role in halting climate change. On this day, we memorialize all the souls of the whales who died from whaling. It's also a day to appreciate their role in the environment and celebrate the mysteries behind these giant water creatures. Today is also International Animal Rights Day, a day to celebrate the rights of non-human animals. Just as certain segments of the human race are suffering due to sexism and racism, animals suffer more because they have little to no legal rights and can't defend themselves. The founders behind this day stated that since animals cannot protest, vote, or advocate for their own protection, it is the responsibility of humans to do it for them. And the release of the Animal People documentary was on this day in 2019. 15 years in the making, this feature documentary, executive produced by Joaquin Phoenix, follows the journey of 6 young Americans who find themselves targeted as terrorists by the U.S. government for their involvement in a protest campaign. Seeing the future of social movement organizing, the activists used the then-fledgling internet to dramatically magnify their impact as they systematically knocked out the pillars of financial support that kept animal abusive companies in business. But these corporations and the government formed an alliance to destroy the group. The FBI began an unprecedented campaign of surveillance in preparation for prosecution. Congress, under corporate influence, rewrote laws in order to accomplish the prosecution of these 6, potentially weakening free speech rights for all Americans. And here's a portion of an ancient Inuit story for today, Raven and the Whale. In the center of the whale's belly, Raven saw a beautiful girl dancing. She had strings attached to her feet and hands, stretching to the heart of the whale. Raven thought, "She is so beautiful. I would like to take her out of this whale and marry her." So he said to her, "I am Raven. Will you come with me into the world and be my wife?" The maiden replied, "Raven, I cannot leave the whale. I am the heart and the soul of the whale." Raven watched the girl as she danced. When she danced quickly, the whale soared through the water. When she danced slowly, the whale floated calmly. Soon the girl danced so slowly that she stopped moving and her eyes closed. Raven felt a cool wind from the world blow through the spout of the whale. He forgot what she said. Raven grabbed the girl. He heard the strings snap as he flew with her out of the whale up into the sky. As he flew, Raven heard the whale thrashing below in the ocean. He watched the whale's body as it was tossed by the waves onto the shore. The whale was dead, and the girl in his arms grew smaller and smaller and disappeared. Raven was so sad that he landed on the sand beside the body of the whale. For weeks he cried and cried. Then Raven began to dance. He danced for weeks. Then Raven began to sing. He sang for weeks and weeks until his heart was soothed. Then he flew back up into the sky. He understood that everything in this world lives and dies, and everyone, human and animal, has a heart and a soul. Raven's tears were the first tears. His dance and his song of grief and healing were the first song and the first dance. Raven and the Whale, from the sacred stories of the Inuit people. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that every human and non-human has a soul.